Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning to you all. You know that's what Yahushua said, right? That's what Jesus said, man, when he came out the resurrection. That was the first thing he said, man. He saw his disciples, the people saw him. The first thing he said to all of them was, peace be unto you. So that's how I come today. Peace be unto you all. So I hope all is well. You live and direct on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's been a while. You know, things be transpiring and going on. You got to stay prepared and stay studied. And just glad to be with y'all this morning. And I hope that everybody focused up. We're going to get into some stuff today, dealing with business credit and building credit, that is, and business fundability. Because if you're into trying to get your credit together and if you have any type of industry going on, any type of business, then you know both of those go hand in hand. And we just got to get a better understanding of how to use these instruments, because they're nothing but instruments and tools, vehicles, you know, for us to express ourselves. Yeah, that's how you have to look at them. They're a vehicle and means to express ourselves, and we have to know how to apply them the right way, administer them the right way for us to have success and for us to have, you know, things in our life. So that's what we're dealing with today. We're going to discuss that, you know, personal stuff. Like I said, personal credit and business credit and how to utilize them and how to build a plan, you know, starting inside with yourself and your family, how to build a plan together and implement it, you know, to build up a good credit plan or a business plan together. And then the importance of when you're setting up a business, the importance of even your personal credit, the importance of putting you know, a mixture of trade lines and accounts on there, so you have balance. You know, you have balance in your profile. And also when you're setting up businesses, a lot of times, especially in the so-called black community, minority business owners are not really astute to the basic principles of business fundability, where you could, you know, where actually somebody will give you money, you know, to run and start your business versus you have to spend your own money. So that's what we're going to be dealing with today, how to return it in financial statement. A lot of times people just do business, you get EIN, you pay your little money to the state, then you just take off. You just take off. And you know, a lot of times it hasn't ever been founded in the right way. The foundation was no good. You may have all the criteria met before you even went that got that far to ask somebody for something. So if you set it up right, then your paper game is sufficient for you to get some more paper, because you got to remember it's all nothing but credits and debits in the system. So they will credit you and debit you some change if your paper game is right. But if you don't have a paper game right that matches up and is congruent in all areas, then you're going to be stamped and denied. All right? So I hope all is well out there with y'all. Like I said, you're on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I said we're going to get into building credit and business fundability, go through some different things to highlight how we can get leverage, position ourselves and our companies for leverage and fundability. So we already established that most of us, so-called blacks or minority business owners, we're familiar with, okay, you know you need an EIN, and you know you need to file with the state, okay? You need your articles of incorporation or whatever name, your state terminology. You want to start in the state, okay? You want to pay the state, so-called, or whatever. Okay, now those are two points that are necessary and crucial. But there's, in order to get fundability, it's real detailed. It's detailed as far as, let's take a few pointers here. Let's talk about zip code, okay? Your zip code needs to be in an affluent area. You need to be in affluent. No houses, no personal houses, P.O. boxes. That's not going to get you paid. Now, those might be suitable for you to stay private. A P.O. box or something like that, but that's not going to get you paid. Okay, you need to, they got a lot of virtual offices and stuff out there. You need to pay for an office somewhere, a physical office where you could get paid for a room space that could be checked on. Because believe me, folks, these people check, especially Duns and Bradstreet. These people might pop up at your place of business. These people will call to see if you have somebody answering, which brings me to the next thing, which is your phone. You need to be in the 411 directory. Your business had to be in the 411 directory. They need to be able to access you. They need to be able to see who you are. You need to have an 800 number. That's even more better. You have an 800 number that's accessible and is linked to you. You need to have a website. And you need to have a business email, not your personal email at woo2woo Gmail. You need to have a business email, okay? You need to have a business email and then one that links with your name. So woo2woo at WooToWooBusiness.com, right? And then you have the business.com, and then you have WooToWoo name, your name at business.com, okay? So you need to have those things in there. These are things we're going to set up. Okay, now, why did I say zip code? Well, we all know it's discrimination going on. We know it's racial discrimination going on. It's in all facets of life. It is. It's everything that you're dealing with. You don't know that it's dealing with that. So the neighborhood you go to, the foods that you eat at that neighborhood store, all that type of stuff is dictated by, you know, the zip code that you're in, how much money is allotted to those places and stuff. Yeah. So if you're in a poor area, you go get poor funds allotted. How do you know? Look around. Nothing's built up. The community ain't built up. The parks ain't built up. So you think they're going to give you some money just because you got this big idea with this business that you don't know nothing about the paper side of it? No, ma'am. No, sir. So that's what it comes in. You having your paper game together, have everything lined up. Okay, have everything lined up. When you go to question, you set up your Duns and Bradstreet account for business credit. For a lot of y'all that don't know out there, Duns and Bradstreet is the leading business credit bureau. All right, so if you all know about Experian, Equifax, you know, TransUnion, because you're dealing with personal credit, well, when business credit, the credit for business has creditors too, the credit bureau too. And Duns and Bradstreet is the top one. And then you have NAF, okay? So you want to get account, you want to get in with them so you can start paying attention and understanding how they set up and how they score you, how they grade you. And you can see the different types of information that they use. Those are the things that you need to be of importance to you and that you need to add on to. those are the things you need to go through, those categories, and look, the different filings that they looking for, the different financial statements that they want, you know, and understanding this stuff. A lot of people, you don't understand about UCC filings and stuff, about putting trade lines on your accounts with UCC filings. So these are the type of things that are seen by the credit bureau. They're seeing your vendors, who you spend it with, how much money you spend it with them, how you're paying them, if you're paying them timely or not. And that's, and those are things that you have to deal with. So we'll get into that, too, as far as vendor spending and payments, right? So vendor payments. And, you know, you want to pay stuff on time. And what is on time? You think the day of the date is on time? If your bill is on the 17th, you pay on the 17th? That's not on time. They tell you that's on time, but that don't help you at all, being on time. Being on time don't help you, but being ahead of time help you. If you come to work on time every day, you're just like everybody else who walks through the door. But if you come to work every other day, early every day, then you're different, and your boss will take note of that and see that. Shit, you're here early every day, not just on time. So I know I would take care of that note of that as an employer. So, okay, so we get into that. So company leverage and fundability. So we just got to keep – y'all all right out there? I just fell off track. You know, Blog Talk Radio, the morning group of Suleiman Bey. Hey, don't forget to tap into the websites we have, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. We got ebooks and all kinds of stuff on there, information to teach you about the business. You can just go in there and check it out, and there's other links on there that link you to things that we have that's going on. Also, you can tap into QueenKitty.net, QueenKitty.net, and QueenKitty, at QueenKitty, at Instagram, and Queen Kitty, that's Queen Kitty with a K, KITTY.net, and that's Sister Tay Bay's feminine product. So you can tap in and see about the feminine product for yourselves, or get your girlfriend, boyfriends, or whoever. You'll put some of them feminine products on, and boom, you know, they got the, all the little stuff, the tighteners and all the gels, and, you know, the stuff that y'all use and need, ladies. So we have also the website. Don't forget to go to SupernaturalGalleries.com. Go get your Super Gala tokens and your Super Coins, and go check on all the information with his music and other things we got going on with the Supernatural. That's Supernatural, just like it sounds, Supernatural Galleries. That's GALLERIES.com. And go there so you can get your coins. And them coins is at $90 this morning. So them coins not public yet. You want to get to be a holder, get on and get on. Hook up and get you some S Gala tokens. For sure to be going public soon. So you in pre-IPO mode now. You buy some now, you in pre-IPO. So, yeah, you know. So that's how that goes, okay? So let's see. All right. Okay. So now you got your EIN, okay? You got your business. You got your business license. You got your virtual office in a prominent area. You got your 411 number, 411 directory that you're paying for, and you got your 800 number so people could call free, toll-free. All right, they want to see that. You got your website. You got your website up. You got your business email up. You also got social media, because if you notice now on all applications for credit or anything like that now, especially business credit, they're going to ask you, do you have Twitter? Do you have Yelp Business? Do you have, you know, these different things, LinkedIn? Yes, so you need to have those different things, okay? And those in that order, just like that. You need the LinkedIns. Yeah, you need all that type of stuff. They're looking for that, okay? So they want to see if you're active, and that, you know, the more revenue streams that you could bring in. That's what you're looking for, okay? Now, with the credit, this is what people throw the red line. There's all kinds of schemes, and I won't say schemes. There's all kinds of information out there. There's all kinds of information out there, and a lot of people are doing good work and just giving information away, because that's what it's about. You give stuff away, things come to you. So a lot of people are giving information away about credit repair and credit, and write this code down, and not to letting people know and understand what codes, policies, and statutes and all that stuff is for, and who you're dealing with when you're writing these letters. You're writing these letters to people that don't have nothing to do with, unless you're getting a summary judgment dealing with a court. Now, you could be setting a foundation or something for that. That's understandable, but yeah. No, everything is predicated off contract. No contract, no case. Yeah, no fingerprints, no case. It's just like that. If there's no contract, there's no case. And if you understand the laws of the land, if you understand that your signature is authorizing funds the allocation of funds, then you know that once you put your signature on anything, then it's been traded and sold and borrowed up and down the line. Therefore, the original debtor and creditors don't have an agreement anymore. Therefore, anybody who's coming at you for a claim, if they can't produce that original document between me and you that me and you signed, I don't mean a copy that somebody made a copy and gave me. I mean the original one that me and you signed, because you're never supposed to sell that paper. Until I come pay you, you're supposed to hold on to that paper, and then when I come pay you, you're supposed to sign up on that paper and say sold, and we change, exchange back whatever was traded and borrowed or whatever. Bam. But if you trade and sell it off to nobody, somebody, then we don't have a contract no more, because you can't prove the claim and the copy doesn't satisfy it. And that's how it goes, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that simple. So if they can't produce the original wet ink signature of yours, that's why it's important, it's pertinent to sign all documents in blue or red. Why? Because when they send back the copy, if you send it in black, everybody make copies in black. Yeah, but if it's in blue and red, then you know you signed in blue and red. And if it ain't blue and red, it ain't your original signature. And if they can't produce that, no contract, no debt, no case. And it's that simple. So that's how you get at these people. That's how you attack these people. Hey, I don't know nothing about this. What's on my credit report? This report here, you don't write them to say, like people always tell you, oh, verify the debt. When you write them the letter, they're going to have to verify the debt. If they understand what you're saying to them, you write them and let them know, hey, I see something here on my credit report. I don't know where this came from. I don't know who this is, but it's a clear case of identity theft, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of this so I can put a claim in. And any information that you have that can assist me in this area, please forward it over so we could I could take care of this matter. Yeah, and then they're going to form. That's the validation letter, because they're going to send you or whatever over they think that they have a claim, because they're trying to collect. And then that's when you're in the winner's seat right there. And that's when you're in the winner's seat. That's what you want from them right there. You want them to send that over to you. See? You just got to play into the games of them, man. You just play into the games of them and make them send that over to you, and then you work that into your favor now. And that's right, man. I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, man. Can you please send me anything that you have verifying that this is mine? Man, and when they send that thing over and they go send it over to you, it ain't going to be no original. And please make sure it's original, because I might be losing my mind. I might be losing my mind. If I'm in the wrong, please, if you got something that's binding me to this with my signature or wedding signature or mine, no copy, man, then please send it over, because I'm like, my apologies. Yeah, but if not, they dead. And they go send it over, they ain't going to be there. And then that's your proof right there. And then you send back another form and say, hey, I wrote you on woo-woo date, and you received it on woo-to-woo-woo, and yeah, I said that, I was trying to figure this out, and you sent me back exactly what I told you I didn't need, like a copy. Like, this is a copy. This could be forged. There's all kinds of forged and fraudulies going on. Like, so this is your second time you done gave them. Now you're going to send them back some form to be able to remedy. So you're giving them a remedy. You send them back. That's your second one. Now I need you to send me back over someone with original, with wet ink, verifying it's me. Please, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, because I need to put a claim into authorities. And if I can't get the verification from you, the one to put in the claim in, who can I get it from? And they go send you back something or not again. They send you back something, it ain't going to be what you're looking for, so you win. And if they don't send you back, you win, because silence is acquiescence. So that means they agree. They agree to what your claim. Now you got them in the third, which is the default now. Now the third letter is like, hey, I done tried to satisfy this twice with you. You done send me the twice the same thing. As of now, I consider this closed, and me and you don't have no case because you haven't provided anything to me. You keep all the documentation of that. You send it to the credit bureaus. You tell the people to cease and desist on you. Send it to the credit bureaus. Your documentation, you can send it on your claim right on the computer. All your documentation where you done mailed it, certified where they done picked it up, what they done sent back, you send it into the bureau, they erase it off your shit. And excuse my French, they would take it off. You don't got to pay nobody or nothing. That's how you do it. It's just a process. It's documentation. It's keeping a paper trail. It's taking pictures. You take pictures of yourself all day with selfies. You go on the phone all day and looking and scrolling through stuff. So that's what you do. You take pictures of your whole process. When you write up the letters, you take pictures of them, bam. You put them in the envelope, you take pictures of the envelope before you send them to the post office. When you go to the post office, you take a picture of them when they stamp it. Boom, hey, let me get that before you put it in there. Bam, bam, bam. You got your receipt, bam, and take a picture of it. Man, you keep a detail. When they receive it and you got your little your tracker on it and it sends you your link to your phone that they received it, make a copy of it. Boom, it was received. When you get your green card back that they signed it and it's received, make a copy of it. Boom, this is your paper trail. Man, they go take that stuff off of there. It's easy to get one. Inquiries, the same thing. I don't care if you had an inquiry. You go in there, do they got the red ink signature? somebody got to stay on there 7 years or 2 years or whatever it is. Do you got the wedding signature? Hey, I'm writing your company. It seems that somebody authorized inquiry research over here. I never authorized. Please, can you give me some verifiable documentation of this? We'll do the same thing. It's a process, y'all. It's a process, and you'll get it took off quick. Then you give them 10 days. As soon as you write them, when they get there to them and they sign for them, shit, that's their notice right there. Now you could be hitting them with the second one. Then you could be hitting them on back. Shit, and in a matter of 30 days, you can have your whole three-letter process gone on them. Yes, gone on them and go get you a summary judgment. And you could take that up to the justice of the peace or the court clerk, and they stamp it for you and make it as a judgment. And she'll probably send you down to the justice of the peace, depending on what kind of form it is. That's right. And you'll get a judgment claim against the corporations that's trying to put claims on you, and you'll get paid quick. It'd be $1,000 violation. Yeah, they do. They'd be $1,000 violation. Okay, y'all all right, folks? We're on Blog Talk Radio with Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope all is well out there. I hope, again, that y'all tap into our website at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. We do a lot of work. We do work with prisoners, and we don't call it the prison reform. We're trying to crush the prisons. Yeah, the prisons don't need to exist, but for some people, it's some people that they just need to have the old laws. And people think the old laws are going just eye for eye. You can just cut the prisons out. The people that are going for this petty stuff and stuff they calling crimes, that they done orchestrated all these criminal codes to incarcerate, to subjugate, to genocide people. Man, that's all baloney. And the public, Joe Public, just sucks it up. Oh, the war on crime. Well, who is it affecting? Oh, poverty, crime. Who is it affecting? And the same people that they question and set the system up for. You remember the Constitution says you can only involuntary servitude and slavery is only permissible if you committed a crime. So that's why the prisoners work for free or a little bit of no money. Yeah, so it's just a system, y'all. So then we got to do better. So. Now, don't forget to go to supernaturalgalleries.com so you get your S-Gala token. Man, listen, at least hold them for some 120 days. If you become a holder, hold your wallet. Don't trade your wallet off. Hold your wallet. Your money is going to be in holding your wallet when it goes public. It's not public right now. They're at $90, $89 a coin right now. They're not public. They're private. So hold on to your coins, all right? When they go public, you're a holder. You're going to eat. And then don't just hold on to them. Add on. Keep spending. Keep getting you a few here, a few there, a few here, a few there. Man, you on the inside. You a pre-IPO investor. That's big. That's big. So you just buy in, you know, buy you some cheap, help your folks out, send them a few, put them on, buy some, you know, make it a medium of exchange between yourself, you know, by getting people wallets. And get your wallet. Check this wallet out. Yeah, and everybody getting these wallets on these wallets. You know, you're a holder. You do good, man. So that's what this is about. All right, so business scores. It's certain tiers that you got to set up for your business. Now, you got to look. If you got a people say, well, I got a good business credit score, my credit score is 750 or whatever it is, but you still can't get no business funding. You got a 750 plus, and you can't get no business funding, and it's people with less than you, they'll get plenty of credit cards. So if you gloating that you have 750 and good credit, what is that doing for business? Because business credit is 10 to 100 times better than personal credit. So if you got $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 personal credit card, but you can't even go get $5,000 or $10,000 in business, something is wrong. Something is wrong. If you can't go at the snap just like that and go get that, something is wrong. Something is not setting up right. Something is not adding up. Who are you? Because they don't know who you are. So it's people have been doing business for years. You're not even known to Duns & Bradstreet. You're not even known to NAB. You're not known to them. You don't have no business ventures reporting you. You're not reporting no vendors. So it's not even like you're doing no business or revenues. But you are being taxed, and you are got to send that money in. But you don't have no financial statements to back nothing what you're doing. You're not showing it. So people really want to do business with you, really want to give you something. Man, if you're making $100,000 what you're claiming, you think you can lie on the application and people don't know when it adds up? It adds up when they go back through their computers and everything that you're putting in and got going on. Because if you don't got no financial statement, they're just going to say, oh, high risk, unknown. And you're going to, that's why you're going to get denied. But if you got financial statement to support everything you're doing and saying, all this money coming through, everything going through the company and coming through, you booming five, six companies, you're going to eat. Yeah, they're going to extend credit to you. Yeah, you're the kind of people they want to have credit. So you got to understand that. So all the time we hide and you hide in your bank accounts and you think, y'all get me, you got to report that stuff. Report that stuff to the business bureau. Report it. Show them what you're doing. Yeah, show them what you're doing, how it's adding up, how you're making it happen. Captain, you feel me? Show them how you're making it happen, Captain. And they go bless your game. Yeah, because that's what this is about. They're trying to make money off money. Got to spend that money. They got to get that money away for it to make money and get interest off of it. That's what you got to understand. So we got to be into commerce, being industrious. And like I said, I would be remiss to let y'all know, to not let y'all know that I am under the teachings of the illustrious Prophet Noble Drew Ali. If you don't know that Yahushua came again to these shores, aka Jesus came to these shores again, then you're blind. Because we're living the results of it. All the people you see waking it up, all the indigenous nation tribes, all the people claiming their nationality, standing on truth, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, taxes, non-obligatory taxes, and setting up stuff for their families. Oh, yeah, it's coming beautiful back into the fold. It's beautiful. It shows you that one has came. It's just that our eyes was closed. Somebody had to come and wake us up. If we awakening, everybody's awakening. A teacher had to come. A teacher had to come to start the spark. Yeah, the teacher came, Noble Drew Ali, Timothy Drew, 1886 born. Yeah, walked right among our shores and blessed us, broke the Roman seal for us to understand who we are. We keep calling ourselves all these tags, Negroes, Blacks, and Colors, and all this African-American. That stuff don't mean nothing on the top of mud. It don't mean nothing. That's a culture that's created and capitalized off of. It is. It's not even your own culture. So your own culture was more illustrious because it was illustrious for you and yourself and kind, and you was able to flourish that out to the world with sciences and mathematics to the other places in the world, bring Europe into the out of darkness into light. Yeah, see, so you got to understand that. But now the world is in darkness, but they're portraying light to the world. But where is the light when the people that's portraying the light are living in darkness? Yeah, the black culture is what run the world, but we all living in darkness over here in America. But they hide that. They make it seem like we over here bling, 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 eating over here. No, a few people, a few tokens get to go through and make it and get some success, and then most of us still don't know what to do with that, how to put it together for ourselves. We got enough to make everything for ourselves. So the same goes with this building credit and business. The same thing, you start that at self with home. Yeah, if you got a spouse, if you got a significant other, you know, you got older children, you know, you start getting all your stuff together, you combine that. You combine your worth. You combine your credit scores and go acquire things. Quit trying to do stuff all individually, but all in the same struggle. That's the crabs in the pot syndrome. You're bringing each other down because we're supposed to be working together. We're going through the same struggle right next to each other. We got to be putting our resource together. Hell, we got to work together. So why I got to buy the same thing that you just buy? Girl, you better go get this. Well, I got to get it and you got it. Yeah, you send it to me. You feel me? We split the bill. You feel me? Yeah, we got to buy the same thing. Everybody got the same thing. We didn't buy it over. That's a waste of money. We got to be economic, sound with our money, sound with our resources so we can put them into the right places so they could grow for us. That's what this is about. This is about being fruitful and multiplying. So that's what we own. So we got to build up the business credit score. Now, remember now, Dun & Bradstreet, they've got the biggest percentage of the whole board, 70%. All right? Now, here goes some of the things that they want you to do, right? A lot of people put that they got 10 employers when you're dealing with businesses. I put 5 for my companies. My 4 of my companies got 80-plus paydex scores. So that means good rating. They're paying their bills. That's good. Now, they want you to have at least 2 to 3 years of business, although, you know, if you just recently incorporated, okay, you want to have more than one branch, folks. You want to have more than one branch listed. Makes you look bigger, makes it look more professional. So you have a main branch, and if a lot of y'all have set up businesses already at P.O. boxes or at home addresses, what you do is now you make more money, you get you a virtual office, you have to pay for monthly rent, and you find a way to write that off as a tax to your business, and you get you a monthly virtual office, and then you change. What you do is you make the virtual office your main branch, and you make the home office your secondary branch. That way you have a primary office as what they want for their criteria when it comes to funding. All right? So that's how you take care of that. That's how you do that. Now, both of those branches, your branches need to be listed with phone operator, your local number and your national listings, okay? Remember that 411-800 number is important. It need to be listed in the business so you can get a business credit rating, a better one, that need to be listed. That's optional, but you need to have it listed, okay? okay, a lot of times you just have your cell phone or stuff like that. No, if you don't got your business number listed, then that meets the criteria of what we're trying to get funded. Okay, and you got to have live operators, your employees, meaning that means somebody who answering the phone. Not, oh, this is Jim Bob's business. No. And it just keeps saying, oh, this is Jim Bob's business every time. No. And this is Jim Bob's business every time. Every time they call an answer machine, that ain't going to get it. They want to talk to somebody. Y'all, you're not going to get nothing like that. You know, ducking the phone calls, you have a live operator answering, yes, sir, no, ma'am, good morning, good day. How can I help you? Name's Tom. Name's Karen. How you doing? Yes, to the end. Take a message. You hear me? That's what needs to be going. That's how you be industrious and have business going on, hitting answer machines and stuff. You're going to miss out on a lot because quick as you didn't answer and pick up, they called somebody else and got on business. And then by the time you picked up and tried to call back, they've been done business somebody else because I've done it to people plenty of times who wasn't prepared, selling properties and stuff like that. They wasn't prepared, called somebody else soon as they wasn't prepared. Hold on, I'm at lunch with brunch with my folks. Man, by the time they did that, I called somewhere else and got something done. You got people trying to get something done, darn it, right now. Right now. So that's how that goes. Okay. You got to file your articles of incorporation, of course. You know, we already went through that, all right? And like I said, we already went through the financial statements. That's important. Dun & Bradstreet's want that. And you want at least tell them you want to make $200,000, $300,000. That's what you want to put. Why would you put less for yourself? Why you be sitting around waiting, thinking about how much you go tell somebody you make? You base your makings off of future earnings, off of now and future. What do you think you're worth? What do you think you're going to make in the future? So don't be scared to put $250,000, $300,000 down. That's what you anticipate. Yeah, you want to put that out in the universe. As a matter of fact, you want to put more in the universe. And if you fall short, then you'll hit that other goal. So that's what you want to do for that, okay? Make sure you keep all your filing fees occurring enough that you're paying in. If you got taxes, federal, state, whatever, make sure you do all that. Let me let y'all know. Field officers from Dun & Bradstreet, they will stop by. They will look and see if you got stuff in the window, got help stuff up. They'll be looking. They'll come to your place of residence, too. You won't know who that was out there peeping and trying to see if you got anything up in the window to say that this is a business, because that's what it's supposed to say, and they're going to put a bad rating in on you. So you got to watch it. You got to have a real brick-and-mortar location for your business. You got to look legit. This is about you guys looking legit, the legitimacy, all right? Okay, so that's what that's about. Okay, don't forget the website so they can do the searching. Now, see what we want to get into here. Okay, this is another thing. Forming your companies. A lot of y'all doing business with the state. Man, the states are going to rip your pocket apart. You're going to have franchise taxes every quarter dealing with the state. So you need to think about states that they have different incorporation laws. For instance, when you're dealing with like Nevada, you're dealing with Delaware, for instance. Like Delaware, you pay one franchise tax a year. You know, they calculate you pay one franchise tax a year, a couple $100. You feel me? You got to pay an agent fee. It might be $50 a year, $200. I pay $50 a year for my corporation and $220 in franchise taxes every year. So $275 a year, and I could do business in any state. There's no state taxes in Delaware. I don't get taxes on nothing. I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, I could go do business in another state, apply for business, do business in that state, do business. Just don't pay taxes. Hey, and if they dissolve in that place, I still have a business in Delaware. Still have a business up to par, paid taxes on in Delaware. As long as you're on par in your state where you're incorporated, that your business standing is good. So check that out. So don't forget the Nevada Corporation. Remember, the more employees you get, the higher business credit. All right. So that's what you want to do. You know, you got to manipulate lie. You lied so much in your life. Don't be scared now when you lie trying to get money from these folks. Then you start getting all tight-lipped in the hole, holding on back. Anytime you come to these folks, when you're trying to get something from and do something with, you get all scared and nervous. And yes, ma'am. Yes, master. Yes, yes, boss. Yeah. But when he tells you, like you know everything, you can pull it up quick. Yeah, you got to change this tune, man. You got to change this tune, okay? That's what we just got to do. So this is all about retention of our earnings, keeping more earnings. That's what the setting up these type of stuff for, setting up trust accounts, understanding banking, understanding how to manipulate the account. You notice they say they want your bank statement for 90 days when you apply for loans and stuff. They want to see what's been going on for 90 days. So that means prior to that, it's not really affecting you. So calm down. Breathe easy when you miss a payment or something. Okay, so for the next 90 days, you got to step your payments up. Okay, that'll be showing on there, but increase your payments for the next 90 days. Pay more and pay more earlier. And then it's because on your Dun & Bradstreet, sure, it shows your overall paydex, but then it shows your paydex for the last 3 months. So that's what they're valuing on. When you go to the banks and you try to get a loan, what they say, send us your bank statement for the last 3 to 6 months. So that's what they're valuing it on. So just keep that in perspective. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Don't get discouraged. Just practice on doing things better, being better every day. So that's all you got to do. And you'll get it together, and you'll pull it together, and you'll be balling out soon. So that's what this is about here. Retention of earnings, holding on to it, holding on to it. Keeping so you can have what they call like a 401k, 401k. Yeah, you put something aside for yourself, right, you know, about how you do business, how you set up your business so you don't pay certain taxes and stuff. Imagine you got a Delaware corporation paying $275 a year and you doing business all day. The bank don't, the door don't close. I mean, that's big right there. That is big right there. So you got to look at that, okay? And the friends benefits of, you know, how you set up your corporation, what type of corporation it is, how you set it up, all those type of things. That's what we're dealing with, all right? Okay, we already went through all that, the Dun & Bradstreet, and we're going through some of these things, so I can give y'all some extra stuff. Most of the stuff I already gave you, what I'm looking at. Oh, the paydex score ranges. A lot of y'all are not familiar. They give you a paydex score within Dun & Bradstreet. It breaks down a lot of different things. They got an intellect score, a Dun's rating, pay crew score, and it's different things that these things break down to. So we'll go into that for a minute, all right? Let's go into the paydex score and the interpretation of them. Okay, first and foremost, let me give you the levels, all right? Okay. Excuse me, y'all. Okay, first and foremost, okay, your paydex score. The highest paydex score you could get is between 80 and 100. I just told you guys I have four companies. Me with myself in conjunction with my co-business partner, I have four companies. All of them have at least an 80 business score. Paydex score, 80 to 100, that means you're low risk. That means you're low risk to pay them back. They could give you some money, you go pay them back, and you go pay them back time or early, okay? More than likely early. If you're from a 50 to a 79, you're at medium risk. I mean, you're right on the border, might be some little late payments here and there, but, you know, you're pretty much pretty kind of good for it or whatnot. So that's how they go. You live live this morning, so if you got something else that you're going on right now, you have to catch me back because I'm on air on the show while I'm talking to you.
Can you open the door? I need the keys for the restaurant.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so live and direct for that. So that's how that goes. So we're dealing with the paydex scores. Okay. We're getting them out the way. We got the high, the medium, the low. Okay. And, so I got a lot of things going on. Get this going on. Bear with me for a second and hold on for a second. I'll be right back with y'all. Okay. Okay, so back with it. Okay, so now, so let's break this down. The paydex scores ranges from 0 to 100. The score 75 is good. So you want to be 79, though, because that's, you know, you're right on the border to get to 80. This is 75 is good, but it's based on payment experience that reported by your vendors. What your vendors report, that's you need 5 trade representatives who report to Dun & Bradstreet. Okay, once you get 3, you get a paydex score generated. The more that you get, the more people that are reporting, the more vendors that are reporting, then the more better for you, the more better scores that you go get, and the more money that you're going to be able to access. okay, your Intel score ranging from 0 to 100. You need to, you know, you want to have more than a 75 and better. And it's also based on your payment experience and the reported by vendors. You need two trade references to report to Experian. Now, Intel score, that's where you go. Experian has a business credit, too. Experian, Equifax. So you have to go over there and look. They're going to be reporting on you, and you have to understand that, all right? And that's another thing, too, so. Okay, then your DUNS rating, okay, various rating schedules based on employee size and your financial statements, okay. It also takes into account your payment history, okay. So that goes with that, okay. Okay, a grand payday score of the business is based on payment experience of the business. Okay, issues the DUNS rating based on the financial statements of the business has a high-risk status for companies that will destroy a company's ability to obtain credit. Experian business. Now, that's with DUNS, okay? DUNS rating, DUNS, they'll crush you if you don't have your stuff right. You ain't paying right. It'll crush you. Now, you got to be on point when you sign up for these applications for these companies, these business bureaus, when you go in there, because if you ain't paying your bills, they will get on you. Experian business, they go out over 14 million businesses are registered with Experian. The credit profile created by Experian uses information provided by vendors only, grants an IntelliScore based on payment experiences, and it's one of the three largest personal credit bureaus. Then they have Client Checker, the only credit reporting agency dedicated to small businesses. The credit profile created by Client Checker uses information provided by vendors only, grants a PayQ score based on payment experiences. Okay, PayQ score. Score ranges from 20 to 90. A score of 80 is good, based on payment experiences reported by vendors. Need three trade references to report to Client Checker. Okay, so that's how that goes. Okay, your DUNS number and business profile by itself doesn't mean anything to a serious creditor like American Express card or a bank that gives SBA loans. You really need what's called a Paydex score, right? A 75 or better Paydex score is equivalent to a consumer credit score of 750. See, 10 times better. Okay? So, remember, to get a high payday score, you need five vendors to give you business credit. That's the Net 30 accounts. You want to sign them primary accounts. You want to put the Net 30 accounts on there, all the Quills, the U-Lines, all the people that let you borrow and get some credit. You want to spend with them. CEO, creative, CEO. I got a list for y'all. Take out your pen, take out your notes. I got a list for y'all of them that I get to you. Crown Office Supplies, that's one. Summer Office Supplies, Strategic Network Solutions, Ohana Office Products, Newegg Business, Uline, Quill. It's a bunch of them in there, give you stuff. And you put them all in accounts on your business profile. And you do business with them, and you spend and they report. Okay? When you pay 15 days before, your invoice, it says payment is due. Let me give you the keys. This is the key to getting a high score. You pay 15 days before your invoices say they do. If they're due on the 30th, you pay them on the 15th. After 6 months, you can apply for credit cards with larger vendors like American Express when you start doing stuff like that, all right? Wells Fargo won't mess with you without a Paydex score, okay? So you could go to your commercial lenders, like your bank, and you could ask for working capital loans, or you could use equipment leases. You could secure a loan against your equipment or your inventory. If you got inventory, whatever your product is, you can use that as a leverage to get a loan, all right? And that's how you use it. Hey, I got this equipment. This is what I got. I got this office building. I got these office chairs and stuff in here, okay? Right. Okay. So that's pretty much how that goes on that. Bam. All right. Secure your credit cards. Okay. Secure loans. Different lenders out there for y'all to get loans to. They got different loan builder programs, whether it's Credit Strong for business or whatever, where you can buy into. They'll put this loan amount on there. They put a loan amount on there, $5,000, $10,000, whatever one package you buy, and they put that loan amount on your credit so that they build your credit up. They got Lendio, they got Loan Builder, Linden Tree, Cabbage, Cabbage, Fundera. There's different places out there, man. Don't forget, like I said, that Credit Strong. these are different funding places. One Park, Blue Vine, Toro, Reliance Funding. All right? Your trade references. So remember, you need three trade references to get a Paydex. You need to keep an average bank account balance. Right, and especially for them 90 days, because they're going to be looking at the 90 to 6 months. They're going to want to see what you've been getting in and out of there. So if you can manipulate and keep that's another thing, folks. Banks are depositories. They end the people that deposit money. That's how they, you know, they get their transaction fees and stuff. They do deposits. So the more deposits you make, the more revenues you're pushing in, that's the better. So if you can manipulate the system, put $50 in every day, $100 in every day, $150 every day in for 1 month, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you're showing growth, and they go give you something. If they don't, you do it again for another 3 months and make more growth. $150 to $200 to $250 to $250 to $300 every month is increasing. They go, oh, growth, man, it'll give you a loan. Bam. So that's how you got to show, because that's what they're looking back for. So if you got more money, you can put more money in there and make the system work for you to do it faster, you know. Hey, you got the money to do it, you can put $1,000 a day. Next month, $2,000 a day. Yeah, $3,000 a day. Man, you go get credit out this world. It's all up to you. So that's the tip. That's the game for you right there, all right? Okay. So remember, your personal credit got to be cool for the majority owner. Want to have that personal credit good. And other than that, man, those pretty much the tips that I wanted to just pass on today as we wind it down here. I just wanted to get to that because I do got to venture off and get to my business affair. You see my business associate just hit me up for the keys, so I definitely got to go. Have some things to do over there this morning. And I will get back with you guys, and I will see y'all tomorrow, inshallah, God willing, because I strive to go do this, start doing this again every day, so we can start staying in tune, and I can get my followers and stuff up and get more information out there to you. The more I study, the more I can give you. And I got a broad array of topics to talk to y'all about. You know, I just don't go on business credit. I get into politics, religion, national, all kinds of stuff. We go on in. Sometimes it can be offensive sometimes, you know, but we don't strive to hurt nobody. You know, like I say, that's our disclaimer, man. We're not trying to get, you know, we're giving you advice. Giving you advice, you can use it or not. If you use it, then you have claimed that it's for you and that it's good for you. So don't claim afterwards that, hey, man, we'll do it. Hey, take it and construe it and use it to your betterment, not as it was given to you. You're supposed to minister to your situation, I should say. But other than that, I thank you all for coming in to Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip. I mean, I can't do this without y'all. So that's the thing about this. We will be continue this up. Like I said, don't forget to go to LegalPowerMentGroup101.com. Don't forget to go to SupernaturalGalleries.com to get the S Gala and the Super Coin. Yeah, don't forget to go there. Next Choice Awards. Don't forget to go to QueenKitty.net and get your feminine products and hygiene. So, with that said, we just thank y'all for coming through today. And we're paying bills. Y'all hear them back there in the back? We're paying bills with advertisers now. And we just thank y'all for coming today. And we just hope y'all keep coming back. Peace and love to you all. Blessings. Hope you be fruitful and industrious. Hope something I said today helped you out. Be back mañana, inshallah, with more. Thank you once again. Come back to Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Peace and love, y'all. Be safe out there, man. Wear the mask. Cover up.